all their hay. Who wraps the gift and packs the sleigh? Who's helping Santa every day? A Mrs. Santa Claus.
It's that time of the year when sleigh bells don't necessarily mean a Brian Wilson song. A time when we start looking out for the big man in red, even if, as we're reminded here, Santa never was a solo act.
She pitter-patters all around the workshop the whole year long. Amid the happy clatter of the workshop, she sings a merry, merry Christmas song. Who reads the notes from girls and boys? Turns in the orders for their toys? Fills every heart with wondrous joys? Mrs. Santa Claus.
As regular listeners know, I have a bit of a thing for Santa Claus, that gift-bearing old bear who also distributes joy under the aliases of Kris Kringle and St. Nick. And I'm respectful, too, of the sterling work done by his better half, so sweetly tributed here in 1954 by Elmer Cogan, the girl with the legendary laugh in her voice. A laugh that underlines the delicious ironies in this proto-feminist holiday song, urging us to remember Mrs. Claus when we're ripping open our Christmas stockings and gorging on goodies. A laugh that's far, far from the heartless mockery of Ella Fitzgerald and the Ink Spots in this rather Freudian ditty.
Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney. Boo, boo, poor me.
Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney. Stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney. Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney when he came last year.
Poor Santa Claus.
Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney. Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney. He won't come back, I fear. There he was in the middle of the chimney, roly-poly, fat and round. There he was in the middle of the chimney.
It's been a few years now since I devoted this Christmas installment of New Horizons to that cultural icon and hero so cuttingly dismissed here as roly-poly, fat and round. But we hardcore Santaphiles have always been unswerving in our faith. In my case, it goes back as far as 1970, when I sang along with the fervour of a backwoods revivalist to the good words of the Godfather of Soul.
Ain't no use in saying there ain't no Santa Claus, 'cause Santa Claus is definitely yet to stay in the mind. Ain't no use in saying there ain't no money in the bank for toys, 'cause it was put up a long time ago for a rainy day. Ain't no use in saying you don't love all your brats, 'cause I'm watching you as you hustle them off to play. Keep the family strong with a little faith, love, and hope, and you can always get along.
James Brown got to number 7 on the pop charts with that single, so there must have been quite a few who took his message to heart. And even the sorriest Santa skeptics might have found their cockles warming to such soulful vocal persuasion. In my annual quest for Santa songs, which sets off on Boxing Day each year, I find all sorts of little treasures concealed in snow-covered chests and sand-caked beach hampers. This year, it's been good to spend time again with a 90s country band by the name of Five Chinese Brothers, a group whose music was described by no less than Bob Massey in the Washington Post as three-minute voyages of loss, regret, and the occasional humble triumph. Roots music, of the kind that's earthy but never floral. Five Chinese brothers showed their first interest in our Christmas hero with their 1994 EP titled Santa Claustrophobia, although we had to wait 3 years for the band to discipline themselves into producing a fully committed Yuletide album. This was 1997's A Window Shopper's Christmas, and Santa made a number of appearances on it, most memorably perhaps in a satirical talking blues titled The Department Store Santa Strike, but most movingly in a song that reminds us of just some of the big asks that this man must front up to.
Dear Santa, I don't want to waste your time. You've got stockings to fill and chimneys you must climb. Presents all around the Christmas tree. Christmas without Daddy. In the whole wide world, there's only one.
This coupling of Santas and Daddies brings me up to date with, if not the brightest star on my Christmas tree, then certainly the glitziest. Some know the outrageous Randy Rainbow as a YouTube star for his fake interviews with politicians, sliding new and provocative questions in between pre-existing interview bites. One of his most recent featured him singing I'm Just a Girl Who Can't Say No from Oklahoma. Addressed to the current American president, it was recast as He's Just a Girl Who'll Quid Pro Quo. One of the tracks from Randy Rainbow's new seasonal sparkler, Hey Girl, It's Christmas, has him picking up a Jimmy Boyd popsicle that some folks have been grinding their teeth to since 1952. However, others have had a lot of fun with I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, including the gender-twisting RuPaul of Drag Race fame. Rainbow focuses, with some penetration, on the emotional significance of the young boy's catastrophic discovery under the Christmas tree, with Kathy Griffin and Ellen Cumming offering psychiatric support on the side.
I don't know, Doctor. This time of year is just always a little rough for me.
Well, Randy, that's what we're here to talk about. But we won't make any progress unless you start being honest with yourself.
Okay.
That's right. You look in the mirror and you be honest with that guy.
You know what? I think it's just the pressure of being a single person during the holidays. You know, all the family gatherings and underwear parties. Are you playing a game on your phone?
Yeah, sorry. This is just boring as f***.
Are you even a real therapist?
Yes. I graduated from Trump University and I got a refund.
You know what? I should go.
Look, this is classic fear of intimacy, all right? It's a direct byproduct of your trust issues, which likely stem from some repressed childhood trauma.
What is this, the Prince of Tides?
No, Queen, and that is the fourth Barbara Streisand reference you've made this session.
Well, it's Hanukkah.
You're deflecting. Think back and tell me what happened.
No, I can't. It's too painful.
Everything.
Okay, 5, 6, 7, 8.
I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe last night. She didn't see me creep down the stairs to have a peep. She thought that I was tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep. Then I saw Mommy tickle Santa Claus underneath his beard so snowy white. Oh, and what a laugh it would have been if Daddy had only seen Mommy kissing Santa Claus last night.
Oftentimes, the shame and resentment surrounding parental infidelity has a lasting impact on the child.
I just can't seem to let it go, Doctor.
You're trying to heal the wounds of your past. It certainly explains your daddy issues.
You think?
And more specifically, your penchant for stocky, older, bearded, married dudes who bring their own toys.
I don't even know. I never told you that.
Well, it says it right here in your Grindr profile.
Have you been on Grindr this whole time?
Sorry. I was paying attention at the beginning, but then it just, you know, it got so boring.
I gotta get better insurance. Okay, so help me out, Doctor. How do I get rid of my penchant?
I just like to say that actually penchant is not the right way to pronounce it. It's penchant, but American people do that. They also say chaise lounge when they mean chaise longue.
I would like to see your manager.
Some mommy kissing. Another cracker of a Christmas release is Anna Gasteyer's Sugar and Booze, which is as sweetly addictive as its title suggests. Gasteyer is a Saturday Night Live alumna with the theatrical chops that has seen her on stage in Brechton Vale, Sondheim, and just 4 years ago playing the Mother from Hell in William Finn's A New Brain.
Stupid books. All his reading. His brain's bleeding, I know why. 'Cause of books, they have made his brain explode. Damn these books, so much flotsam. I could plotsam, I distressed. Who'd have guessed, books would make his brain explode. Called Mother Courage, always about mothers. What about the others? Fathers and the brothers? Throw it out! Here's a mother's kisses.
There's not too much vitriol tainting the Sugar and Booze on Anna Gasteyer's new album, the title of which was chosen for being both heartwarming and ridiculous at the same time. The selection of songs, she tells us, was governed by what might catch the energy and the vibe of someone's favourite drunk aunt. And there's no snide ho-ho-hoing at Santa's avoirdupois when she relates the notorious chimney incident to a cool Latin beat, complete with extremely pregnant pauses.
Old Saint Nicholas, he looks ridiculous. Oh, what a pickleus he's in. Jumpin' Jiminy, he's stuck in the chimney again. And there he goes again, he looks so full of stuffing, huffing and a puffing with his fluffy muffin grin. Jumpin' Jiminy, he's stuck in the chimney again. And there he goes again, he gets himself in such a fix. When he gets stuck, he really sticks. If you hear him shout and you don't pull him out, there'll be no presents underneath the tree from old Saint Nicholas. When it's icicle-less and whiskers tickle-less the chin. Jumpin' Jiminy, he's stuck in the chimney again.
For those who've played Secret Santa at office parties, spending the last half hour of the evening trying to give away, hide or destroy the horror that you've been lumbered with, Anna Gasteyer has just the song for you. Duetting with Maya Rudolph, another Saturday Night Live graduate, we take a Christmas trip to Cuba, the land of splendid cigars and more problematic bananas.
Anna, where have you been, girl? I didn't see you at the holiday office party.
Oh, Maya, I'm so glad you called. I've needed a friend to lean on. I think I got woke this weekend. Spill the beans.
Call me a banana, but I went down to Havana to buy my Secret Santa a present today. But I slipped on a banana, woke up in a cabana, sipping rum and orange Fanta, so I think that I'll stay. My Secret Santa's rich and handsome, he drives a fancy car. I knew just what to get him, he loves a fat cigar. He finds my story silly. He says I laugh too loud. But now I see how life can be. I'm brassy and sassy and proud. So tell my secrets, Anna. I'm staying in Havana. Don't want his big banana. And his gift will be late.
So let me get this straight. You flew down to Havana to buy that jerk a gift for the holiday office walk. Then you slipped on a banana, cracked your head on the sidewalk, and woke up in a cabana? And now you're spiritually, sexually, and politically enlightened? Yes! Terrific!
Pero quiero bailar y cantar. So suck it, secret Santa. I'm staying in Havana. Don't want his big banana. He's a terrible lay. All of our friends, we'll all sing hallelujah, hosanna. Shout from the rooftops, get round the piano. How many times did I say that it's Anna, not Anna? I'm kicking his ass all the way to Montana. You don't have to worry, cause we'll keep your secret, Santa. Ain't nobody care about your banana in Havana. See you later, secret Santa. Happy holidays.
Surprise is becoming as rare a commodity as taste these days, and it takes something very special to raise an eyebrow, as well as a smile. But it did happen to me with the last of today's offerings. For those who think Christmas has become a very Euro tradition, from Austrian Silent Nights to that very English Counting Down the Days, Santa Claus has been known to deliver a pretty mean 12-bar blues, as well as inspiring other singers to salute him with the same. And as it happens, when B.B. King picks up this Clarence Carter classic, we learn that the big man is not always above reproach.
Well, they call me Back Door Santa. I make my rounds about the break of day. I said they call me Back Door Santa. Make my rounds about the break of day. I make all the ladies happy while the men are out at play. I ain't like old Saint Nick. He don't come but once a year. I said I ain't like old Saint Nick. He don't come but once a year. But I'll come running with my presents every time.
The veteran Victoria Spivey wrote a number of Christmas-themed blues. Some, like Christmas Without Santa Claus, are extremely serious songs of social protest. Others, like I Ain't Gonna Let You See My Santa Claus, are more light-hearted, bordering on raunchy.
But it's Christmas time, and I ain't gonna let you see my Santa Claus. You done wore out your undershirt, and you know you ain't got no draw.
The surprise of this year's smallish bunch of seasonal releases doesn't come from Robbie Williams, despite its eager beaver marketing. No, it hails from the less likely figure of American bluesman Keb Moe, who claims that his latest, Moonlight, Mistletoe and You, is his first Christmas album. Well, I suppose it is, strictly speaking, if you overlook an EP that he put out just 8 years ago, titled The Spirit of the Holiday, a set of four tracks that includes Mel Torme's Christmas song and his own Shopping on Christmas Eve that you can catch online in a live 2015 performance. And let's not forget this satiny soul ballad, popular enough on the December market to be anthologized more than once, entitled We Call It Christmas.
All about peace, no fighting anywhere. knowing there's enough for everyone to share. And the heavenly quiet comes over the land, fills each and every heart with something we all understand. We call it Christmas, and it's known by many names, but we call it Christmas, and it's for everyone just the same. We celebrate our chance to be living by getting into the spirit of giving, and it's bringing out the very best in all of us. We call it Christmas.
It's all about love. Kib Moe's Moonlight, Mistletoe and You is an unashamed play for as wide a demographic as possible, which doesn't mean it's bad, even if his rather bland Please Be Home for Christmas is no match for the old Johnny Winter version, with its hysterical mélange of tolling bells and the tussling vocals of the two Winter brothers. And I must confess that I could easily live without his crooning twosome with Melissa Manchester, assuring us that, yes, they've both got their love to keep them warm. It's difficult to believe that just a year ago, on this programme, I had Kib Moe pairing up with Roseanne Cash with a much more serious message.
And here we are, standing on the brink of disaster.
On the blues front, Kib Moe offers two familiar tunes. One is Teddy Edwards' Santa Claus, Santa Claus, best known through Louis Jordan's 1968 Cri de Coeur, complete with Jingle Bell's introduction. The other, Charlie Johnson's Santa Claus Blues, is a 1931 classic, which Kib Moe spins out with gossamer reference.
I said, Christmas is coming. Tell you what I'm gonna do. I said, Christmas is coming, and I tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna save all my money just to make Santa Claus come to you. Santa Claus, Santa Claus, please don't pass my baby by. Santa Claus, Santa Claus, please don't pass my baby by. 'Cause you know she bring me something last Christmas, made me holler, scream.
Kib Moe's own writing throughout this new album does reveal the impressive range and utter professionalism of the man. The title track, with its suggestion of some adult role-playing, imagine Kib Moe as Rudolph and his lady as Vixen, is in musical terms a velvety Kahlua on ice. And if Gerald Albright's burnished sax isn't enough, just lie back and allow yourself to get positively drenched in strings.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Tell me what you like to do, dear. Hang the stockings on the mantle. Won't you let me be your Santa? Please be waiting under the Christmas tree. Softly smiling, all wrapped up for me. It's been a while, and I'm long overdue for some moonlight, mistletoe, and you. We can carol by the fire, do whatever we desire. I've been hoping I I've been wishing that I'm your Rudolph and you're my vixen. I will hold you, kiss you, and never let you go. Will you be my angel in the snow? It's been a while and I'm long overdue for some moonlight, mistletoe, and you. He's making his list, checking it twice. And if you will be naughty, I'll be nice.
And just when you think that Keb Moe has sunk without much of a struggle into a Playboy pad Christmas groove, he comes up with an unexpected slice of seasonal cynicism. As Santa Claus's representative today, I must admit that I'm not too sure whether some of the sentiments that you're about to hear mightn't frazzle his famous beard, but others, I'm sure, will smile and nod in approval. In the meantime, however, those CDs and LPs are piling up in my overcrowded hidey hole, ready for a busy Boxing Day.
When I was a child, everything was magical. I believed in Santa Claus, it really was fantastical. We couldn't wait to open up the gifts around the tree. Mom and Dad were there with us, smiling joyfully. But now I'm all grown up, and Christmas is really annoying. I remember caroling and sledding down the hill, skating on the pond, you know, it really was a thrill. But now the thrill is gone and all my credit cards are maxed. I'm running here, running there, there's no time to relax. 'Cause I'm all grown up, and Christmas is really annoying, annoying, annoying. They advertise the whole year long. Annoying, annoying. Let's apologize to Jesus for what went wrong. It's time to celebrate the coming of the first. We're all supposed to sing the song, but no one knows the words. Should all acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? It's time to wrap the season up and leave it all behind. 'Cause I'm all grown up and Christmas is really annoying. Christmas is really